All right, you are tuned in to 89.1 KHOL. And this morning I am joined by Andrew Munns here in the station. He is a local writer and actor, but he has just started a new project, and this time it's a podcast. It is called Snow Report, and it premiered last Friday. Andrew, thanks for joining me at the station today.
Thank you for having me again.
Yeah, so, you know, your last project that, you know, most of the locals and our listeners might know about is the musical I Can Ski Forever.
Yeah.
And, you know, that was a huge success here in Jackson. But, you know, what made you want to launch a podcast next?
Podcasts are cheaper than musicals. No, I love listening to podcasts, and not just kind of any podcast. I like stories that span multiple episodes. So obviously I was a big, you know, listener to Serial season one.
Didn't S-Town.
Like season two. Love S-Town. Yeah, I mean, of course, This American Life, even though those usually are just kind of like one chunk, but they're like an hour long. So feels a little bit like a fuller story. So I just wanted to really, you know, do something that was challenging again, something I'd never done before, and try out a whole new project with a whole new format.
Kind of trying telling a story in a whole new way.
Exactly.
Yeah, so your podcast is called Snow Report, and it's not exactly what you think. It's not about the state of the snowpack. It's about the state of Jackson. And you're going to try to attempt to tell the story of the Jackson that we all know through one winter. You know, how is this process going to go?
Yeah, so I have kind of blocked it out for 8 episodes. Each episode will release every 2 weeks. We just had our first episode last Friday on January 12th. And so now we're going to do 7 more episodes after that, ending on April 20th, will be the last episode. And yeah, so what I'm doing is kind of reaching out into the community. I am asking locals and, you know, residents to offer their voice, offer their anonymous voice to this show by expressing their thoughts, feelings, opinions, you know, struggles, triumphs, anything in between, to kind of flesh out the story of Jackson that you don't see in all of the massive marketing campaigns that advertise Jackson as a tourist destination, that advertise this place as like a skiing mecca. And I think that there's an untold story in all of us that is just kind of, it's not very appealing to the family from Connecticut, right? That's just coming out here for their vacation.
It's probably not what I would have told my table last night I was serving.
Yeah, exactly. you're not expressing your housing concerns with the customers that you're helping out.
So the first episode is titled Yonder is Jackson Hole. Mm-hmm. And you spoke to 3 different anonymous guests.
I did.
Can you tell us a little bit about those conversations?
Yeah. So I went in with that first episode in regards to the sign up on Teton Pass, of course, and the legendary sign, because in a way that was like the first big piece of marketing that hit the valley. And, you know, this idea of the last of the Old West has always been something that Jackson has embraced. Whether or not it's true is kind of irrelevant, because it's just something that we wear like a cape. And so I talked to 3 people in town, one who was born and raised here, named Justin, that's a pseudonym, of course, Tatiana, who was has been in Jackson for 10 years, and also Graham, who moved here just in November. And so I got 3 different perspectives, just kind of on initial thoughts of the town and what people, kind of like almost like a little introduction episode. So I needed something to kind of like put the first foot forward and introduce the town to people who may not be familiar with Jackson, while also adding some insight to people who, of course, have lived here forever, in hope and just trying to, you know, crack open a few more shells and reveal some information that some people may not.
Was it more challenging than you thought it was going
to
be?
Absolutely. it is hard to talk to people to get them to reveal their stories. When I talk to, you know, these residents for the podcast, I'm not trying to get, you know, their version of how to sell Jackson. You know, I don't want to hear, while it is important, for this story, I don't want to hear, you know, why the Star Bus is good or why, you know, it's so great to go to the rec center. Why, you know, these other things that happen. I really want to know, how do these things affect you? You know, what is your story about standing by the Start Bus and like waiting for that bus to come? What is your feeling when you're sitting inside? When you go to the rec center, you know, who are you meeting there? What is, you know, the culture in the rec center? What is like swimming at 2 o'clock on a Tuesday? You know, that's the kind of thing I want to know. And those are the stories that I want to tell, because these are voices that are not necessarily out front and center.
How has the first episode been received? I know it just came out Friday.
It just came out Friday, but we've had over 180 listens just for that episode alone, and which is great. I don't know exactly how accurate my little tracking software is, but because it won't tell me how many subscribers we have on iTunes. But yeah, we have had listens, which is awesome. And people have been sending me a few texts, and I got a couple emails, and it's been really nice. I was really worried that everyone was going to recognize these three people right off the bat, and so far they haven't, which is interesting. Maybe they have. Maybe they're just keeping it quiet, which I would encourage. But
I feel like if I tried to do it, the people would recognize my voice.
Well, you, yeah.
So maybe I was thinking
about
it.
You are known for your voice.
But you are looking for people to talk to you for this
100%, show. Yeah. So I am seeking other contributors in the Valley who want to share their story. Whether that's a good story, whether that's a bad story, you know, are you on the cusp of moving away from Jackson? Did you just get here and everything is awesome? You know, have you been here for 30 years and you've never had a complaint? Like these are, you know, I would love to hear those stories. And so I am, basically asking, you know, the people of Jackson to contact me to offer their voice, because the more diverse cast of characters I can assemble, the more rich this story will be, and it's going to be a fuller picture of the state that Jackson is in right now.
Two last questions. How do you listen to the podcast, and how do you get in touch with you, Andrew Munns,
yes,
to be on the podcast?
Well, you can listen to the podcast on iTunes Podcasts. If you just search Snow Report, you'll find a little pretty picture of the Tetons, and that's our podcast. So you can go on iTunes. You can also go on the website, which is www.snowreportpodcast.com. You can contact me through that website, or you can send me an email at snowreportpodcast@gmail.com.
And what's the next episode theme? What's that going to be? Can you release that?
Yeah. So I don't have a title yet, but it's going to be exploring a bit of this idea of expectations, you know, both in a historical sense with the people who moved here, you know, in the past, in like, you know, 20s, 30s, 40s, what did they want out of the Valley? Were those expectations met, or were they broken? And in that same respect, how do people, you know, what do they want out of the Valley today? So, you know, if you're coming to Jackson, if you're moving here with intent, are you coming here because you want the peaceful life, or do you want the job that's going to, you know, be awesome? Do you want the outdoor lifestyle that's going to be constantly fulfilling? Have you received that, or have you not? And those are the things that I want to talk about in this next episode.
That sounds like a good one. All right. Well, Andrew, thank you for coming into KHOL and talking about your new project, Snow Report, the podcast.
Thank you so much.
All right. This is 89.1 KHOL, Jackson.